Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are from and with the Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce. We have our Vice President of the Board, Philip Heisterkamp, here to talk to us about an upcoming event with the Winter Festival. But we're going to kick things off with our usual chair of a wonderful holiday favorite, and it's the Christmas tree lighting ceremony that's taking place next week. And we're joined by Angie Reese-Heiser joining us. So thank you very much, Angie, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Angie, let's talk about all the information that you can get out there for folks about the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Start with when it's going to be taking place.
Okay. The annual Christmas tree lighting will be on December 5th this year. It's always the first Thursday of every December, held in the Thomas Jefferson Gardens. We will have holiday stories starting at 5 o'clock at the Jefferson Public Library, read by Friends of the Library at 5:45. And try not to be early for this because we get a really long line, but 5:45, line up at the Welcome Center for ciders and cookies. We're doing Tag a Tree again this year, and that's starting at 5:30. That's where children can write wishes on a tag and add it to the tree. We will choose one of those wishes off the tree for a prize. You'll get some chamber bucks. Of course, just like every year, you get some free reindeer food, and that's the food that you sprinkle out on your lawn on Christmas Eve so Santa can find your house. Santa and Mrs. Claus should arrive about 6:15 at the Welcome Center via secret mode of transportation. That's always fun. And at 6:45, Santa and Mrs. Claus will go up to the top of the Mahaney Bell Tower to listen to the kids' wishes and take pictures.
And this is also another good time to bring up the fact that you've got this Letters to Santa promotion also taking place currently.
Absolutely. We will, the Santa box to arrive sometime on Saturday. So the kids should look for it Saturday morning, but it will be at the Welcome Center as well, probably right outside the front door. Starting on December 1st, the kids can take their wishes. They can write letters to Santa, put them in the mailbox, make sure that they have a return address on there so Santa can send a letter back to them. They have until the 15th, and then Santa will pick up all of those letters, and so he'll be able to respond to all of them before Christmas. And you don't even need a stamp. They're just hand-delivered to Santa by one of his elves. So.
And the kids can bring them by during the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Oh, well. Absolutely. Yes, the box will be up during the Christmas tree lighting. If they want to bring them up then, that is totally great. So.
And what impresses you the most every year that you have the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, especially when it's been outdoors, just to see the community support for this type of event, just to see the big man himself, Santa Claus, no matter what the temperature is like outdoors.
Oh, he is a trooper. He's used to the cold, so we're the ones that aren't used to it. But it's amazing to see all the families that show up. And a lot of times there are the same families that come every single year. And we just welcome new people to come. It's so fun. The kids will remember it. It's a great time.
All right. We go from Angie now over to Philip Heisterkamp, who is the chair of the Winter Festival, which is a new event that's taking place here in downtown Jefferson. Kind of kick us off by telling us the pertinent information about this brand new event.
Brand new event, yeah. Thanks, Coltrane. That's the Winter Festival. We're nicknaming it, tagging it the Celebration of Trees, and really just intended to be a new family fun holiday event. So a two-day event, Saturday, December 7th into Sunday the 8th. Saturday is 1 to 7 p.m. Sunday is 12 to 4. But it's inside the old hardware store, so using a unique building on the square, which will be a future brew pub, which is exciting, coming to Jefferson. But for while it's open and vacant, we're turning that into just a tour of trees, uniquely decorated by different community members.
And of course, with this tour of trees being kind of the main highlight of the entire event, just kind of walk us through how this idea came to fruition and, boy, the response that you've gotten from the community as well, just naming off the number of trees that you've got donated.
For sure, which we've got 45 trees donated right now. But this is all modeled after an event they do in Des Moines, which it's a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Ours, we're fundraising for New Opportunities or Toys for Green County. It's just fun to be around. Who doesn't like Christmas trees and Christmas lights? So we're just taking a unique spin on that idea this year.
What's really cool is that not only do you have this tour of trees, but you also have other holiday festivities taking place over that week, and just kind of describe everything that people can enjoy.
For sure. Of course, there'll be Christmas carols, Christmas music, musicians playing scattered throughout the whole weekend, cookies and coffee and cider and tea and everything you can imagine. And then kids' crafts, of course. There's a fun craft where kids make their own wrapping paper and will take it with them so that they can give a gift with wrapping paper self-made, which is fun. And then there will be storytelling is another thing going on within the building. Outside the building is a very fun idea is a horse-drawn carriage, which happens on Saturday night from 5 to 7 p.m., where it's just as legit as you can imagine. Look on Facebook. There's a beautiful picture. It's amazing. Two big horses, bright white carriage will take you around a spin around the square so you can enjoy the holiday.
And then, of course, Santa is going to make an appearance the following day.
Santa on Sunday, correct. He'll be there at the hardware store from 12 to 4 p.m.
I imagine for people out there, you know, who have been on a horse-drawn carriage ride, it costs buku bucks, but everything that's included with this weekend is all free.
All free, 100% free.
Except for the silent auction trees, correct?
Correct, yeah. So a handful of those trees within the building will be silent auctioned off, and those proceeds will go right towards new opportunities and their holiday toy drive.
Tell us a little bit about the people that have kind of helped you along the way organizing it to executing it this next week.
We've got a small committee, but we have been working hard and diligently for sure. Big thanks to the Vanderwilts, Beth and Emily, have put in tremendous efforts to making this possible. And then the decorator or designer of the building, which hopefully when you go into that hardware store, you will be amazed at the winter wonderland it's become. That credit goes to Chris Heisterkamp, who, my mother.
It's a family thing anyway, right? You got to involve your family somehow.
For sure, yeah.
All right, so again, just run down for us the days, times that stuff will be taking place this next weekend.
That's right. Winter Festival, December 7th and 8th, Saturday into Sunday, 1 to 7 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Jefferson Area Chamber Board Vice President, Philip Heisterkamp, as well as Angie Reese Heiser, who is the chair again of the Christmas tree lighting ceremony that will take place next week as well. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.